Hello, friends, and welcome to Brazenly Shady. My name is Shazen Pages, and I'm one of your co-hosts. If you're a fan of chopping it up with your girlfriends while engaging in real, raw, and raunchy conversations, then buckle up and get comfortable because Brazenly Shady is definitely the podcast for you. Join me and my co-host, Sharonda Isadora, for bi-weekly episodes as we discuss all things romance with a dose of drama, tarot, and lipstick. Where you going? You ain't going nowhere. Tune in with us, guys. I promise you, you won't regret it.
All right, so welcome to Brazenly Shady. I'm Sharonda, and...
And I'm Tima. Happy New Year, bitches. We're back.
We're back again.
We're back with another episode of Romance and the Blogger.
Yay!
Not us moving! Not us moving and shit! Hello! Okay, so we have a very special guest here today, and if you've seen her... Better yet, you've probably seen her glasses before you've seen her. If you see her, she has, one, the bomb-ass Urban Reads, two, glasses be on fleek every freaking time.
Hey, we like that.
Okay? On fleek every freaking time. And if I'm keeping it a buck, the titties be tittying. I'm just saying. Here with O'Neill Reads today. So, baby, go ahead and introduce yourself to the Brazenly Shady. What we calling them?
I don't know.
Gang. We can say gang for right now. The Brazenly Shady gang for right now. But let me tell you something. I'm gonna think of a name for y'all. I'm thinking. Go ahead and introduce yourself, babe.
Hey y'all, it's Nell. And like they said, you know, I'll be out here pairing my glasses with my books.
Period.
Cause I like it. I love the covers. I love colors and I'm fun. That's just me. I'm so excited to be here today.
Yes, we love it. Especially when I say we love the glasses paired with the books because the first thing I see when I go to your page, the glasses, baby. I'd be like, ooh, yes. Nell got on new glasses.
That's so cute.
Oh, thank you. Let's go.
I be feeling that. I be like, ooh, I read a book. Ooh, which glasses can I put with this book? I be all up in there. I'm putting that one.
I like love the concept. I think that is so freaking cute. Like, that's so cute. And so, like, it's so different because you don't really see anybody doing that. So, I like that.
Thank you.
I like it. I thought it was different and in a space where, anyway, we need different stuff. Yes. Coming up in the romance space today. So shout out to Nell for coming through with the glasses and the books. Out in the titties, we good. Okay. So what inspired you to start your blog and how has it evolved for you over time?
So I love reading. It's probably like my favorite thing in the world to do. And I was in a few book groups before, just kind of chilling and talking. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I really love talking to the authors, you know, in their enclosed spaces. And I'm like, I can say what I want. And so then I was like, dang, I'd be having a lot to say, but I don't have a lot of people to like talk to about the book stuff, and here I am telling my sisters to listen, and they're like, girl, I don't care what you're talking about. okay, you have to hurt my feelings,
right?
But I just was looking like, okay, let me find a platform. I was looking at TikTok, and then I end up seeing a bunch, like a couple of book girlies on TikTok, and I was like, oh, this is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
I should try this. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to just go in it blind. I just started talking. My first couple of videos, I talked so much. And I was like, dang, girl, you talk a lot, but I love to talk. And so I was like, I think you could do this. And I just kept doing it. I think I just like interacting with everybody. And thus far, I've met a lot of great people. I got to meet authors in person. And... you know, reading in general is fun to me, so it's been a good time.
I like that answer. All right, what do you believe sets romance novels apart from other genres, and what draws readers or yourself to them?
I feel like it lets people know, like, there is love. Because, of course, you have
stories
where you're like, oh, he's rich or she's rich. But you have normal people doing everyday things. And it's like, you do know it is love out there. And it's people that can find that person.
Yeah.
And for me, I just be like, let me live in the fairy tale world, you know, because, oh, my gosh. And it's just, I feel like it gives a different look because it explains different steps and processes and everything just to find a person, you know.
So,
and that delusion, I'm telling you, like, I be sitting there reading these books and I'm like, God, is this gonna happen to me? Is this gonna happen to me? Like, and even if it don't happen to me, because obviously the shit ain't happened yet, I get that I still believe in love, and I get that from these books. So I feel you. I feel you on that.
I love living in DeLulu, where I'll be like,
girl, DeLulu is the DeLulu, they said.
Listen, okay, like, I think we all just love being delusional, like, you know what, this is going to happen for me, you know, we're going to manifest this shit, okay?
Yes, we are.
2024 is the year of manifestation, and let's do that.
Absolutely. Yes. Putting it up in the air.
Exactly.
Okay, well, I spoke on this earlier, and, let's talk about your favorite subgenre in romance and what makes this subgenre unique and appealing to you.
I don't know. Let's see. I'm thinking.
Because we know you are urban romance girly. That's your thing.
Yes, it is. I don't know. Recently. I don't know. We gotta confess it. Let me think of it. What's my favorite?
Let's focus on urban romance because I know that's your thing. And an urban romance it's considered a subgenre in romance. So we can consider that. So we can just talk about.
We could consider my urban. Okay, I love my urban. My urban because I don't know. I feel like it gives. It gives crazy, but it also gives cute, and I like cute.
Yeah,
and I like unhinged stuff. You know.
Yeah.
So I mean, like, you know, every now and then I'm like, I want him to be sweet on me. I want him to be loved. Be crazy though. Come out here and do some
real nigga shit. Like real nigga shit. That's what.
Pull up on me and be like, bring your ass in the fucking car.
Yes.
I'm coming.
Crazy. It's crazy how much I be enjoying the unhinged shit in these books because I want you to tell me, don't get fucked up now. Like, I know you ain't gonna fuck me up, but the fact that you telling me, don't get fucked up, it lets me know in your crazy, strange way, you care about me.
And I know. That's it. I'll be over here giggling, smiling hard.
And, and I also got to give you your props too because I'm gonna keep it a bug. But we and you talk all the time. We in the inbox chatting all the time because y'all know me. I like to talk, and I will pull up in your inbox, Sharonda.
All the time.
This is how I met Sharonda. I pulled up
all in the inbox.
And I'm like, bitch, what's up?
Girl, you know I love to type. That's why we sending the voice stuff. I be like,
back and forth, like.
Y'all know she's just a little bit unhinged, but it's okay. It's okay.
I love it.
I pulled up in your inbox, that means I saw something that I fuck with. Because I don't pull up in everybody's inbox, okay? Not everybody can say Shades and Pages pulled up in their shit. Hey, so if I pulled up in your inbox, there's something about you that I was like, okay, I can fuck with that. But I want to give you your props because, you know, we talk back and forth. There are so many urban romance authors that you put me on, that you put the community on, that you put everybody on. Because when I see you talking about these books, I'd be like, hold on, who the hell is this? Okay, this sounds like some shit I like. Let me download this. So I feel like you brought something so different to the community because in a space where you had a lot of people, we were reading romance and we have our urban romance faves who we read. But you kind of like cracked open the door wider and it brought more urban romance authors in mm-hmm. that I'd never read before. Now, I'm sure my girl reading Liv Fischer, she read, like, she read a lot of urban. Urban is her thing. Like, she, when I first started, she kind of pushed me onto urban, too, because I wasn't reading mm-hmm. a lot of urban. But you also took us on a different direction when it came to different urban authors. So shout out to you for that.
Well, yeah. Thank you. Listen, I love urban. Like I said, I love romance in general because mm-hmm. that's where I'm at. But I feel like you gotta give it some, you know,
gotta give it some flair. You know, something different.
Mm-hmm. And I'm sorry, niggas slinging bricks and books. I fucking love it. I'm sorry.
Listen, my mama used to be like, what are you reading, girl?
This is the plug mama. Stop playing.
Yes, all the people with the crazy books. Like, girl,
they be talking shit about these drug dealers. I don't care what the fuck y'all be saying. Give me a drug dealer and put some grills in his mouth. I'm weak.
Listen, I'm telling you, he could be a doctor and he could be the drug king, okay? Hello. The double duty.
He could be the doctor. double duty nigga.
Right, or he could be the doctor that comes from like a drug dealer family. Like they got a whole goddamn empire, you know?
Exactly.
Like,
exactly.
And you know, when they shoot up, bang, bang these niggas and they slicing them up, the doctor right there love crime.
I'm telling you, I honestly, sometimes I cringe just a little bit when people be like, I don't want books with this and that in. And I'm like, oh my gosh, how could you not want to mix up your life?
What are you reading? If you don't like the hood niggas, if you don't like the drug dealers, mm-hmm. if you don't like the baby mamas need love too, I'm a single mom, I need love too, nigga.
That's what I was going to say early, because I think it's great that we do have like, bloggers that specifically, or you know, like mainly focus on like urban books, because like in the romance genre as itself, you know what I'm saying, we see like where people like shit so much on urban romance books, and it's like that's messed up, but they'll absolutely fucking die over goddamn mafia man, a white man, and I'm like, where the sense ain't sense, and like nothing's making sense here, like. Mm-hmm. It's the same goddamn. It's just like one black, one white. Mm-hmm. Like,
it's the same thing. Okay, mm-hmm. So I want to piggyback off that last question.
Mm-hmm.
How do you discover these romance authors and books that you feature on your blog? Like, how do you discover them? Like, where did you find them? And what criteria do you use to actually post them on your page?
So, honestly, I look through all my book groups, and then mm-hmm. I actually sit there on my, through Kindle, the Kindle store, I get on my computer, mm-hmm. and I bring up Amazon, and then I just shift through, and I'm like, okay, this book looks good, I'm gonna download this book, or hey, I'm gonna write this title down. You know, sometimes I go in blind and do not read a synopsis. Good decision sometimes, bad decision sometimes. But it is what it is. And then I just download them. I listen to other people. If I see somebody say, I like this author, I'm like, okay, cool. Never heard of them, or I may have read a book by them a long time ago. Mm. Then I go and download. And then we go from there. Normally when I'm posting individual videos, I'm like, dang, this book really had me thinking about it. Like, mm-hmm. I really was sitting here like, I love this book. And I was like, I could probably read this again, and I want everybody else to know about it. So normally when I post an individual video, that's what it's about. Mostly all the books I read, I love. Because I do. I'd be like, gosh, I got to share how excited I was about this book. Yeah.
Okay. I like that. All right. So to piggyback off of that, how do you discover new romance authors in the books that you feature? Oh, you actually have that. We actually answered that.
We got to go.
How do you approach balancing honest critical reviews with supporting and or promoting authors within a romance genre?
So I try to stay honest, and I try not to bash a book. Because I feel like, you know, just because I didn't enjoy it or I found something wrong with it, that's not the case with everybody. So like when I do my weekly wrap up, I post every book I read. That mm-hmm. does not mean that every book I read that I loved. I leave a review, and in my review, I'm honest with my ratings and what I have to say. You know, mm-hmm. I mean, I'm not holding back. If I feel like, hey, I couldn't finish it because of this, or couldn't finish it because of that, that's what I'm gonna say. You know, or if I feel like it was incomplete, I'm gonna say what I got to say. Because mm-hmm. at some point, I know the author will probably see the reviews, and if they like it, they like it. If they don't,
they'll be all right.
You know, I mean, yeah. it's criticism, so you gotta take it in strides.
Yeah,
I gotta just go about it like that, because sometimes I'll be real pissed off. I never read a book, and I'm like, the fuck did I just read? And then I go look at the reviews, and I'm like, did y'all read what I read?
Right.
No way. If not more people saying the book was down here in the book. And then I'll be like, you know what? I got it, because everybody feels a certain type of way, and I'll just be like, whatever. I said what I said, and it's there.
We just don't have to. I hate going on Goodreads and looking at them damn reviews, and I'd be like, okay, y'all did not read this goddamn mm-hmm. book, because ain't no way.
I'll be like, dang, I don't know where my level and your level be.
Girl.
Understand it, but hey, you got it.
You got it.
Child, them levels don't be leveling at all. They be like,
levels don't be leveling.
I'm like, what the hell is going on here? But you know what? You're right. They got it. We just going to
And you also have, and I like the fact that you say that you don't bash books, but I'm at the point in my, I wouldn't say career, because I don't consider this a career. I'm at the point when it comes to my page there where I said what I said, because at the end of the day, no matter how you release criticism, I feel like they're not going to like it.
Oh, yeah.
So you could be really, you could bash, you could be nice, and at the end of the day, they just don't like it. So,
yeah.
I don't argue. I argue.
No.
Yeah. Nobody.
No.
Yep.
I've had a couple of authors ask me, like, you know, why I said what I said, or why I felt about, you know, the book and everything. And I'd be like, okay, I'm going to tell you, this is how I feel, and that's what I thought. I haven't received any backlash thus far, so hey.
So nobody blocked you yet? You ain't get blocked yet?
No, I haven't blocked yet. I haven't blocked it. I'm surprised. You know what? If somebody's blocked me, I might not have paid attention to it, because I have left a couple reviews that I'm like, it was a trash book, and so in a bunch more words. But if I haven't blocked, I don't care. I blocked a couple people because they wanted to like argue with me, but I don't argue. Yeah. I love to talk, and I'm good to have the conversation back and forth. We could say how we feel. If you didn't like this book, cool. What did you like about it?
Right.
And this is what I liked about it, or I didn't like about it. But what I'm not going to do is argue.
I'd be one to ask people to be like, girl, how the hell you give this book 5 stars? But I'd be shutting up, girl. I'm doing good, too.
Listen, I'd be like, okay.
But you know what, I like that concept. I like that idea of just like, you know what, I say what I say, it is what it is. You just don't have to deal. Like, I'm not going back and forth with you. I'm not arguing with you, your mama, your supporters, nobody. Like, you just gonna have to take what I said, whether it's good or bad, and you just gonna have to live. Like, it's a million people out in this world, and maybe, you know, and probably a million of them read your book, child. All of us ain't gonna hate it, but I hated it, so hey.
Exactly.
I hated it. I don't know what you want.
All of us ain't gonna hate it, but I hated it.
You know, it is what it is. Even if I didn't hate it, I didn't like it so much. It was some things I could not get with. But hey, it is what it is. But I like that. I think in 2024, stop arguing with these authors. If they ain't like what you said, oh well, y'all be alright.
I think I want that on the shirt.
I ain't going back and forth with you, none of your fans, y'all all can have that book, honey. I read it, I ain't like it, and that's it.
I smooth just went ahead and blocked a couple of us, like, all right, cool, done, thank you.
Make blocking your top priority in 2024. Don't even argue, just block them.
That's it.
Talking wow. about the phone with that meme with that man going through and he just on the phone block block.
You, your mama, yep, you too.
I got time for that. No, honey. We good. Yeah. We good over here. We don't have time.
Yes.
No.
Are there any particular challenges or rewards that come with being a book blogger? So let's start with the reward. Wait, let's start with the rewards and then we'll go to the challenges.
I feel like the rewards are a lot of authors, they want to talk to you. They want to give you arcs. They want to, you know, have conversation with you and build a relationship. And I love that. I'm like, all right, cool. I'm like, sometimes I'd be like, sure, you asked me to read your book. You asked me to read your book. And you too. I just want to read unpressured. But it is a reward to have an author be like, hey, I love your work. I like what you do. I like what you say. Can you be honest? And I sure can. So I feel like that's a good reward for me.
Yeah.
It doesn't really take away from me because, like I said, I like reading. Mm-hmm. So it's just like, okay, no problem. Reading and telling me what I got to say, no problem. This mouth going to work. It's going to talk. I'm going to tell you.
This mouth going to talk.
It's going to tell you, yeah. So that's a good reward for me. Challenging. Well, right now, I just feel like people like to steal your shit.
People and, like to steal your shit. Can you repeat that for me? Can you repeat that for me, Nell? Can you repeat that?
I'm going to say, go ahead. People like to steal shit.
People like to steal shit.
They like to steal your shit.
Fucking I mean, God.
Okay, but like, keep it cute, though. You know, whatever.
and it's so goddamn egregious. It's like
blatant.
You weren't inspired. You just straight up fucking stole, like.
And you know what? I know people could be like, "Oh, it's only so much we could do," or blah blah blah. There is, but you could always put your own twist and niche on it. You don't have to just be a little 5-finger discount. Thank you. But yeah, that's my challenge. Cause me, I'm an emotional person, but I'm a real, like, I'm a fuck you up type person too.
Yes.
But when it comes to it, I'll just be like,
really?
Let me calm down. Cause the other part of me be, it be right.
Right as hell.
And I'll be like, ooh, girl, no.
I feel you on that. And I hate when people say, oh, it's just books. No, people are taking their time and they are brainstorming for these content ideas. You understand? It ain't like they just sitting there. People are literally taking their time coming up with innovative ideas. Mm-hmm. Now, niggas is giving it to Jimmy Fingers. And when I say Jimmy I got a cousin who named Jimmy, he steals.
With no credit. With no credit either.
With no credit.
No credit. No credit. Like, just want to slide on in there, like.
And then you have people saying that it's okay, but when it happened to them, they mad. No. Keep that same energy you have when you was okay with niggas stealing shit.
Yeah.
But when it happened to you, you wanna be.
Yep.
No. And it's like, it's becoming blatant. So I'm glad you brought that up. It's becoming blatant where you look at something and you be like, oh, so-and-so posted this. But when you look at it, it ain't so-and-so. It's so-and-so.
Listen, because I didn't have somebody actually slide in my DMs and was like, oh, wow, I can't believe I said something like another person. And I was like, this bitch said what? I started to go on a binge and just take a moment to, like, repost a couple of videos that I have done before, way before this person was, like, here. And I would, and be like, tell me what I said after them.
Yeah, you have to.
I kept it cute. I was like, I'm going to just keep it cute.
But that is, like, so disrespectful because then you, see, for people like that, I don't fuck with because it's like, you know your fucking friend stole. But then you up under my shit talking about some, oh, you looking like how so. Bitch, this hoe stole from me. Why you in my comments with that shit? You better go on somewhere.
Yes,
your friend stole. You know your friend stole.
I was like, woof, okay.
And right now, vintage,
but that was it. Yeah, I kept it cute.
And I'm glad you keep it cute.
I'm sorry. I'm at the age right now. I'm liable to go off on you. I don't have no more patience, God damn it. I don't have no more patience. Why your ugly ass over here? You know your friend stole, ho.
And they knowing, and they don't say anything, and y'all want to go to bat for people who see it? No, stop. Mm-hmm. Because if it was me, I'd be like, even when I have people send me their content before they post it, I'd be like, don't do that. I saw that already from somebody mm-hmm. else. Why y'all got group chat? Just to talk shit? Y'all ain't got group chat for nothing else?
That's it. Nothing else.
You know how I say, you know, for somebody to be like, how you know they know? You know how I say people know before they come in your comments? Because people go through your shit. People go on your page. Mm-hmm. They go through your towels. They go through your Twitter. They go through your book talk. So you know, and you still left that dirty ass comment, you getting cussed out. Because you know. People go through your shit, so they know you did. They know you did what you did before their friend, but still they just got to be, you know, big bold ass and come in your comments with some nonsense. Stop it.
Mm-hmm. And right now, mm-mm. the community is very saturated.
Mm-hmm.
Every mm-hmm. day, it's a new person coming up. And big win for Black books, big win for Black
women,
big win. But baby, I'm tired of fucking cap cut. I'm tired. I'm fucking tired. And I am tired of people just coming in and just stealing content. Come in and pave your own lane. Find something that you like. Merge it with books. It is mm-hmm. not fucking hard to do that. I'm at the point where I don't even want to use a template someone else used because I'm like, nah, I don't want people to be thinking, you understand? But y'all got something to
do first. Yeah.
Now y'all just taking the template and running with it. And I'm like, no. Pay your
mm-hmm. people, like I said, and it goes back to that. Like, people are so bold. People come in your comments like, oh, you doing what so-and-so doing. It's like you can't even keep your own little thing anymore. Now you got to think outside mm-hmm. of what you was doing before. Like, bitch, I'm tired. Like, damn.
It's very, like,
especially if you've been doing something for, like, years. Like, yeah. I've been doing this for years, and now I can't do it no more. Like, what the
mm-hmm. shit? Rhonda started doing this before me. I started in 18, I think, or 18? Yeah. And now mm-hmm. I'm like, this is getting harder because it's like, it shouldn't be this hard. Because it's now you're trying not to step on toes. But yes. The community is so saturated and everybody just don't give a fuck. They just taking and just running along. And yeah. I'm like, how could mm-hmm. you not see this?
It's
mm-hmm.
wild.
So it's I can see why this would be a challenge for you. And I am so glad. I am so glad that you brought this up because it has been going crazy lately.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you know, it's unfortunate because people don't want to talk about it. People's just like, oh, you know, just let it be. And it's like, no, because now it's getting ridiculous. You know, people just, it's so goddamn egregious and bold now. It's like, damn.
Yes, like, it is. You just be looking like, oh, okay.
I don't say some shit, and I'm like, damn, bitch, you ain't
the next person.
Yeah, and then being in comments, oh, thank you for the inspiration from, and tag the person. Wait, bitch, that's not inspiration. You straight up stole. You took the
I was on TikTok the other day, and I was listening, and I was watching a video, and I swear I thought that was Nell. I fucking thought, I was like, yo.
My face like, wait, who, me?
I have to swipe again, because I thought it was Nell. I was like, yo, what the fuck? Like, you cannot steal personality. You, man.
Yes, you can. You know why? Because you could sit there, you could look at a person, you could be like, hmm.
Yeah,
I was going to ask this dude.
Yeah,
let me act on it now.
Yeah, it's crazy. And like I said, big win for Black romance, big mm-hmm. win for urban, big win for Black books, yeah. period. But I'm going to need y'all to come up with your own concept and come up with your own ideas because it's getting crazy. And I'm getting whiplash because I'm like, what is this? I'm getting whiplash.
Sometimes I'll be like, okay, I'll be on social media, I'll be looking, I'll be like, okay, but now I just seen like a bunch of videos that's kind of similar. Yeah. I'm like, okay, I'm not going to post that like this.
I'm like that. I was like, this girl had her own vibe going on her page, the way, even the way that you did your weekly wrap ups. I was like, you know what? This is cool. I can't do that. You know, because no, but anyway,
it's unfortunate.
I'm glad you brought that up because this has been, a thing that's been happening in the community a lot, and it's a lot of sip on the side. Nobody wants to bring it up because people think, oh, well, it's not that big of a deal. Motherfuckers, is it? It is.
Yeah, because it of is. The time and the effort that people put into making their comment. Like, people literally sit down, especially when you're doing videos and these reels and shit. You're like, oh, they ain't right. You're stopping and you're editing. Right. You're doing all this shit. Right. And then for somebody just come and just blatantly take your shit. It's like, bitch, I'd be so goddamn mad. I'd be like, now this don't make no sense. Cause did you know how many times I had to stop, re-record,
redo this?
You done left something out that you said you was gonna do. Now you gotta go back and do it again. It's a lot.
It's a lot.
And multiple people are complaining about the stealing of content in this community. It's multiple people. And if I could see it, and I'm blind as fuck, if I could see it, you think other people can't see it?
Yeah. And I hate this whole kumbaya shit around it, right? Like, oh, we all just in the same space and we all, you know, things are going to cross. No, bitch. Yes, we all understand we all in the same space. And yes, we do understand that sometimes some things are going to cross. Nothing is blatantly the same. It's not. Like, we're not fucking stupid. We're all adults here. We all can see, okay? Even without glasses and stuff, we all can fucking see. It's fucking stealing. That's not cross-posting. That's not an inspiration. Mm-hmm. That's not, oh, it's kind of like the same. No, that is blatantly stealing. Like, we got to get this kumbaya mindset out of what's going on. Because everybody ain't lying now. God damn it. Everybody ain't lying. You know?
Everybody is not lying.
Everybody's not lying. It's getting out of hand. And it needs to be a more regularly discussed thing. Like this whole, and that's what I hate about it the most. It's this whole kumbaya. Oh, we don't do that in the black romance space. So everybody can just go around just picking up off people. And we just going to be here like, oh, we don't do that over here. We don't do that.
It's a lot of stuff that happened in this community that people do not want to talk about. They do not. Yeah. They talk about it behind in the DMs. They talk about it with their little friends, but they do not speak about it. And the people who dare to speak about it.
Now you're starting. Condemned. You're the troublemaker.
They are condemned. They stoned like in the fucking Bible days, in the New Testament days.
You get fucking rocks thrown at you.
The problem with this community now.
It is.
It's unfortunate. Right. It's unfortunate. And that's I just feel like it doesn't foster a sense of community. It just doesn't.
It doesn't. And they pick and choose who they support and who they condemn in this community. Okay.
I've been in book groups forever.
Yeah.
And the difference between then and now, I'm like, it's a whole decline. It's wild.
Say that.
And like I said, I've always been talkative and active in the groups and stuff, you know, but I'm like,
it's so different. I've been doing this, like started blogging from like 2011, and the shift is so extreme. Mm-hmm. I don't even, like a lot of the people that I started with don't even do it anymore.
Yeah. I would say honestly,
a lot of people that I did it with, they don't even do it anymore.
I feel like I followed people on like Instagram and Facebook and everything that I did like a while back, but it's not even there anymore because they're like, I'm not doing that no more. You know, just
Page is gone.
Yep,
blogs gone.
Mm-hmm.
Everything's gone. YouTube's
support is not the same. And they isolate you when you speak out about certain things in this community. And that's the problem. And they always talk about it in the black family or in the black space, or they like to sweep things under the rug. Same thing in the black community. In the black book community, they sweep things under the rug. And when someone is talking about stuff, they're silent. They don't say anything unless it's a friend of theirs or somebody close. You understand? Trust me.
Or they're looking for a viral moment.
Can you repeat that for me right quick?
Yeah, them viral moments be crazy.
That's another thing. Everybody's trying to have that viral moment too. Everybody's trying to have that viral moment.
Nothing's authentic anymore. And nothing's authentic anymore. And that's the sad part, I think, because I think when you initially come inside this space, it's like, I just want to share my love for books. I just want to, you know, connect with people that read the kind of books that I read. But then it's like some gets lost in translation because everybody wants a viral video. Everybody want a viral moment, a viral tweet, a viral something. And we forgetting the guy. Like, the sauce tastes nasty right now. Like, it's not even good anymore. Right? It's not even good anymore. Like, it's wild. I just be like, damn. We don't have nothing. We can't have nothing. And that is a good, like, correlation. Cause I like how you, like, said that, Tamar, like how, like, in, like, Black families, how things are snuck up under the rug, kept up, you know, shut the door. Don't let us, you know, don't let them see our mess. But see, now, like, now all that shit is starting to drag into the spaces that we want to occupy. It's just
It's crazy. And it's going to continue that way because no one is saying anything. And then when you do say something, people are talking, oh, this one is messy, this one is dead. But there's a lot of stuff that needs to be discussed. And nobody wants to discuss it. And they're acting like things are okay, but nigga, it ain't.
It's not. Where is it okay? Where? I'm looking for it.
But anyway.
I love this. I love this. I love when we had these conversations.
How do you engage with your audience and foster a sense of community on your platform?
So I always tell everybody to come back and talk to me.
Yeah, you do.
At the end of my videos. Okay, yeah. I'll be like, talk to me. Because I genuinely want to know, like, did you like the book? If you didn't like it, like, you can chat to me about anything.
Yeah.
So I always make sure I comment back to everybody as long as I see it. I comment back and I'm like, hey, okay, like, what didn't you like? Or, you know, what did you like? A couple people always message me and I'm like, all right, cool. I talk to them in the messages and my DMs because I'm like, we talking about books. They're like, oh, have you read this book? And I'm like, yeah, let's talk about it. So I try to stay engaged, you know, just commenting, telling me, you know, come talk to me. Because I'm open to talk. I'm talk. I love to talk and I love reading. Two of my favorite things. So I'm going to always be open to have a conversation in my DMs. I am, you know, you can come say, I like this book and this is why. And I might say, you know what? But did you see this part? And did you look at that? You ain't like that part? You know, I don't know.
Yeah. And I'd be like, I didn't like that.
Please. I like that idea. I like that
you like
open
that.
Up your space to like people to come comment, even if they did not like the book. Because I feel like a lot of people be like, oh, if you didn't like the book, don't comment. I'm like, well, damn.
I know. I be like, ooh, what if I didn't like it though?
Like, ooh. I'm so offended. Like, damn, but what if I didn't like it?
You told me to read the book and
now
you don't want to know if I didn't like it.
It's just like, no, okay, but you know what? It's your space. You know what I'm saying? We always tell people it's your space.
Like,
what you want.
Come tell it all. I would say, honestly, the author did tell me one time, she was like, I was doing an arc for her, and she was like, I love your space. She was like, because you tell all the books. I was like, yeah. And she's like, but you did recommend a couple books that I didn't like. And I said, I feel it though, you know, because it might not have been the book for you at that moment, and it might have been. And she was like, but I like that. She was like, because it's always a bunch of books to choose from. And I'm like, see? And I was vibing with it, and we good. So
exactly. Listen, man, I always feel like you're saving somebody's time when you when you tell them, girl, don't read that book. You know what I'm saying?
That's a fact. That's a fact.
You know, absolutely. I feel like you saving me some time. Okay, I ain't got to waste my time then. So, you know, I like the idea. All right. Can you describe a particularly memorable or impactful interaction you had with an author or reader through your blog or your space?
So, let's see. Antoinette Sherrill, I really love her books. And I've been following her since she started writing, actually. Mm-hmm. Anyways, she did just do a giveaway. And I was talking to her about what she should put in the giveaway box and everything. And I was like, I make cups. You want a cup for the box? And she was like, yes. She was like, I want you to make a cup for the box. So I made her a cup, and I thought it came out really cute. But it was just a vibe because she put it in her box. You know, she shouted me out. Her interactions with me, I feel like, are super pure, and she's a vibe. So, like, as far as authors, she's a good author
to me. That's good. Okay. That's good.
That's dope. I like that. Mm-hmm. That something good came out of that. That sounds really exciting.
Yes.
Okay. Are there any book blogging events that you are excited to attend or anything that you are currently involved in?
So I'm going to go to the Gem Awards because I got nominated.
This year.
Yes, I'm excited. So I'm going to go there.
Okay.
And then there's another one. I can't remember the name of it. It's in October, though. So I'm going to go to that one.
The one in South Carolina. The Southern Pines.
Yes.
Everybody's going there.
Yes. I'm going to go there, too.
I'm going to that one now.
On the East Coast. It's on the East Coast, okay? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's not that far from me, so I'm like.
It's like 6 hours from you. 6-7 hours from you, possibly?
Me? Yeah. It's like six.
Where are you? You're in Florida, right?
I'm in VA.
Mm-hmm. You're in VA now? Yeah. I thought you was in Florida.
I'm in VA, so it's
right there.
Where you at?
No, I'm in Oklahoma City, child.
I gotta
take a flight there.
I'm gonna say yeah. If I drive, it's like a six hour drive. Yep. Still.
Okay.
Yeah. So those two. I want to go to other ones, but we'll see.
Yeah, I feel like Southern Hearts, and I don't remember the name. I feel like they have a freaking good lineup. Them and the one in California, they have really good lineups.
Yeah.
Everybody wants to go to the one in California. I really do. So honestly, that's on my hope list because I want to go to that one so bad because the lineup is insane.
Yeah, the lineup is crazy. Yeah. They got some good people this year, but I'm still signing on their asses. But you know, in your way.
Hey, why you signing on them? You gotta.
I ain't say nothing, huh?
Okay.
What's the next question?
Talk about it after. Okay.
What advice would you give aspiring romance authors looking to connect with bloggers and/or reviewers in this genre?
I would just say, even though you listen to us talk about what we like and don't like, still be true to yourself and put in what you like.
Yeah.
Because I feel like if you go into the work based off of exactly what the readers are saying they want and exactly what you see other authors putting out, that you might lose yourself in that. So I feel like kind of just take it all in, listen to us, and put in exactly what you feel. Because, like, at the end of the day, somebody's going to love it. Somebody might be like, dang, I didn't know I needed that. So, or like, ooh, this is wild. And that was good. So, that's just my
I like that advice. I think that's good advice. Because I think sometimes, I do feel like sometimes it's hard. Especially for, like, new authors that are coming into the space, it's hard for them to find their footing, mm-hmm. you know, with what they're trying to write. And then they try to go off what's popular. They see like, oh, the book girlie's like this, so I'm going to write this. But you ain't doing it right, you know what I'm saying? And it's like, so I think that's good. Like, listen, but also if you think you can't do a popular thing or you feel uncomfortable writing a popular thing or you wrote that popular thing and you look at him like, I don't know. You know, I don't know, you know, but yeah, you know, you should.
You gotta be satisfied with your work. Cause really, I think at the end of the day, just cause you see certain people on TikTok or Instagram, that's not even the majority of your people that are reading. Those are just the people that you like are seeing right in your eyesight. it's now, millions of other people who are reading. Oh, who God. Do not talk.
Baby, you pretty. Baby, you come on this goddamn podcast. Preach it
today. Oh, my God. Yes.
Preach it today. Because they.
Ooh, pretty, I do not understand.
Where the collection plate? Where the collection plate, goddamn? Where the collection plate?
Yeah, I got to give some to it. Goddamn it, I got to give some to it.
Where the collection
Ooh,
plate?
Who's coming?
Preaching today?
Listen, I just...
Writing these books based off
understand
of what stuff people want and writing these books based off of what you think is popular going to make it, going to help your book flop. Mm-hmm. It's going to help your book flop.
Mm-hmm.
Flippity flop flop. Write what you want to write. Write mm-hmm. what's feeling right to you. Write what's on your heart. You understand? Yeah. Write. Yeah. Don't be like.
But I like what you said when you said that the people that are on the internet, like BookTok, like Bookstagram, like BookTube, those are not your only readers.
Nope.
They're just, honestly, I feel like the internet is just a fraction of what these mm-hmm. artists see. You have so many people that read that don't they are not even on the internet. They're just mm-hmm. not. And those are the people that are mostly leaving the honest
review yes.
that are telling you like, girl, this was not it. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So I love that. Yes.
I am a firm mm-hmm. believer.
Mm-hmm.
And when I hear authors talk about, oh, and TikTok did this, I cringe.
Yes.
Because TikTok ain't selling your books the way that you think TikToks are selling your books. Let me tell you something. Y'all need to take y'all ass over on Facebook because that is where.
That's where they at. That, and that's where they at.
Okay?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
TikTok ain't it. I want y'all to understand that Facebook is where you need to cultivate mm-hmm. a community for yes. your books. But everybody think it's TikTok. It ain't TikTok.
It's not. I'm telling you.
They don't understand.
That's where I be at.
I'm telling you.
Never not catch me on Facebook.
They don't get it.
I have so many groups on Facebook, and when I see the books, I be like, who the fuck is this? If you look at my phone right now, my screenshots is ridiculous.
Crazy.
Because Facebook has the juice. It ain't, I don't get no books from TikTok like that. And if I see it on TikTok, 10 times out of 10, I done screenshot that bitch from Facebook.
On Facebook, yeah. I'm telling you, I got a whole file dedicated.
Girl, my...
I be like, ooh, who's this? Click.
I literally...
People don't understand. People mm-hmm. don't understand. Like I said, I've been here for a long time. And people don't understand. Facebook groups is where all these... Finding out about books. Where these authors found readers and stuff. It was mm-hmm. Facebook groups. That's why you had these authors that still have Facebook groups. Because yes. that's where a majority... And when I say a majority, that is where a majority of their readers are. Their readers are on Facebook in these groups. And these girls is sharing yes. these books. And they being honest about these books in these groups and stuff. They don't play. And, TikTok,
I love it. No. I love it because they be over there talking. And I'll be like, or I'm looking at all the people who read like 600, 800 books a year. And I'm like,
yes.
I wish I could be? Yes. Am I
the
done?
Girls on Facebook yeah. reading 1,400 but, books a year.
Listen, I be mind blown every time. I be like, "What?"
And I'm calculating. I'm like,
"What did you do?
Right? I want to
do anything else. Did life not get in the way?"
I be feeling less down over on Facebook, baby. I be like, "Baby, I can get my pussy up on Facebook."
I be like, "Damn, what am I doing wrong?"
Right, like.
I'd be like, let me get my life together because the Facebook girlies, baby, y'all.
In the dust.
And one thing I like with the Facebook girlies, baby, they don't care about your feelings on Facebook, okay?
They will tell you. And I feel like that's where you're going to get the honest opinions.
This is where you get honesty.
Mm-hmm. Telling you, they be like, girl, this book sucks. I mean, that's how they be saying it too. They be like, girl, this book sucks.
And then
you see the comment. I'm like, oh,
you see the comment picture, and then when you look at the comment, you see the caption with the picture. When you look at the comment, everybody be like, yeah, this book was not good. Yeah, this book.
Yes. Yeah,
like,
oh, what are you getting these comments?
I'm like,
They don't understand. They get up there and talk about some on TikTok and stuff, talk about some, oh, this is your safe space. No, y'all better go on Facebook because Facebook is your safe space, honey.
TikTok is a safe space because you get on Facebook, it is the unsafe space.
Your safe space. Not safe. So, the Facebook groups is where it's at. I beg thee. Rustle on over to Facebook and get yourself a group. You know, find yourself a decent moderator. Yeah. And, you know, foster a sense of community, because once you foster that sense of community, people will buy your books. Invite you to author takeovers, because, girl, yeah. I be loving the author takeovers.
I love them.
Girl, I be like, oh, who this new author is?
Because, like I said, I'm sitting right there, and I'm like, oh, is this a good screenshot? You wrote this?
I'm sending you a screenshot. I'd be screenshotting all. I'd be like, damn, Tima, like, what's really good?
I'd be having to go back to, like, all right, I finally read this book now. I can delete the screen.
Exactly. And there's new authors, and these authors are good. They just need that exposure. Mm-hmm. So that's why I like Facebook, because it gives new authors the opportunity to, you know, branch out and be exposed. And when you have bookstagrammers going over, we could bring them over to books. I mean, it's over. Can you share some of your personal all-time favorite romance novels and why they are your favorites?
Oh, you know what? A recent favorite. Okay. But favorites.
Okay.
A recent favorite, Kimberly Brown's Drew family series.
Okay.
So normally I love family series anyways, but she kept it cute and kept it with only so many books, and I love that, okay? And the whole family was a vibe. It was. They each had their individuals, but of course it was intertwined, and I like that family series. So that's one of my recent favorites.
Okay. Yeah. I like the family series. My favorite book is the first book.
Okay, Jameson,
baby. Jameson was man. I ain't read the last book yet that just came out, the age gap one with the single mom, but the cougar.
I will say,
is she wasn't even.
Okay, listen, I don't do age gap. But it wasn't even bad. But it wasn't bad. So I was like, okay, I vibe with it because it wasn't bad. But normally, yeah, I'd be over here like biting my nails.
Girl. I feel like I'm biting.
But Jamerson, yeah, I love that book.
Her big one with that one. Olivia, that was the perfect nanny romance. Yeah. Oh my God. It was so. And I love a good found family, and when the kids are involved, oh girl, I love it.
Yeah, I love that.
Yes. You didn't ask me about an all-time favorite. I can't remember the title, which I really hate, but it was Beverly Jenkins, right? That's her name?
Okay.
Yeah. A book by her, but I can't remember the title right now.
Okay.
But I'm just saying, because I used to be in her catalog.
Well, I can understand that, because, you know, us.
She has a lot of damn books, too.
Brenda Jackson? Huh, Brenda Jackson?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my girl,
Brenda Jackson, yes.
You ain't retiring yet.
I used to be walking in the store buying her books. I used to go to Barnes & Noble?
Yeah. Barnes & Noble?
Mm-hmm. When I wasn't supposed to be reading books and stuff and romance books.
I used to hide them under my pillow when I was younger, so my mama wouldn't see them. And now the sex scenes that I used to be thought was so heated.
I know.
I'm like, damn, no.
You read them down, you be like, that ain't even what I thought it was.
Them books that my mama was like, why are you reading these books?
Yes. Girl, you don't know what I'm reading. The sex scenes were so freaking heated. They wasn't eating no coochie or eating no booty or nothing back in the day.
It's off the chain now. Okay, because listen, I found myself, I'll be like, oh, some of the BDSM books. I'll be like, okay, yeah, I see you. Wasn't none of that then.
Girl, you know, they wasn't even doing that stuff. They wasn't even riding.
No, so, it was definitely very basic and like just there.
A lot of it was closed door. A lot of it was closed door.
Yeah. But we was not letting my kids read. Not reading.
and the touching of the genitals and, you know, these we got.
But now,
I mean, just think about it. Like, they really didn't even have a lot of the words in there. Like, you ain't see dick or penis or pussy. You ain't see none of that. You ain't see none of that juices flowing. You ain't...
Yeah. I feel like Zane was there, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She was the only one, but, you know, they kind of, like, branched her books off into erotica because people was like, oh, she's doing too much in her books. But it was like, she can't even compete with these goddamn girls. They write her out the goddamn box. I'm like, girl.
She was more on the urban side back in the day.
Yes, she was.
When we think about contemporary and stuff like that, you know.
Yeah. She was more on the urban side. She was. But they tried to push her off into erotica because of the books, the sexual stuff that was going on inside the books. But I was like, girl, she ain't got nothing on these girls now, girl. Girl, they writing her out the box. She better go sit down somewhere.
But as you guys know, for every guest we have on Romancing the Blogger, we ask them to recommend a book, a novella, under 100 pages. We here reading no long shit. Ask them to recommend a novella that they enjoyed for us to review as a group. So go ahead now, girl. Tell us what you recommended.
Okay, so I was like, I hope I said this title right. Is Rivera? I think I said it right because I wasn't sure.
Reverie.
I don't know which way it was pronounced, but I think it's Reverie or Revere. I'm not sure which one it is, but her name is Jay. Y'all know how to say her name?
Jay Shari.
Okay, I had to butcher. Normally, I get in author's inboxes, and I'm like, hey. How you pronounce the name or the book so I don't butcher it? Because I hate to be doing that to people. But I enjoyed this book. How did y'all like the book?
So I liked it. I liked the vibe between them. They had a little cute meetup where they met. On this date in sight. And they kind of, like, instantly got into it or whatever. Yeah. My only issue was I felt like towards the end, especially when they had that little threesome,
I felt
like it was forced because he definitely wasn't into it. Old boy did not like it. He didn't want it.
He didn't want it to begin with.
See?
And I was like, he should not have gave in. I hated that scene. I was like,
I hated that.
He just did it because she wanted it, but I don't think he really wanted it.
He didn't want it. He didn't. Yeah. He did not want that. And I was just like, I love the whole concept where we're getting where men are catering to women. Because he was the type of man who's like, whatever she wants, I'm going to give it to her. And that's all fine. But my dude, grow some boundaries. Once she came to you with that mess and he knew from the door that I'm not into that. I don't want to do that. He should have told her no, I'm drawing the line right there. I'm not doing that because if you're also the type of man is just like, I don't want to share my woman with anybody, that also means if she is, which another thing I had an issue with, but I'm going to go into that, was if she is bisexual, right? If she is bi, I'm not sharing you with a woman. I respect that you're a bisexual woman. Mm-hmm. I get it. I understand it. But you chose me. You want to be with me. And bitch, you with me. Where is she even up in here, okay?
Listen. I feel like I liked him. I liked him up until that part. That part really did just bother me. Because he was very caring to her. He definitely thought about her. He was like, I'm going to make everything comfortable and good for you. And it came to her. And I'm like, yes, I love that.
Yes.
But he definitely made me want to beat her up. No. And the fact that he really went through with that threesome, I was like, why?
It just threw the whole storyline off. It made no sense to even add it. I felt like it was just something to add in because now we're starting to have conversations where a lot of readers are feeling like a lot of authors are throwing in sex scenes. They're writing outside of the actual plot. And I feel like this kind of like goes into that because there was no need for that scene. It was all gravy. It was all good up until then, because I was like, okay, they vibing, they getting along. She got somebody that cares about her, because she came from somebody that ain't give a shit. You know what I'm saying? And I was just like, okay, all right. And then it's like, girl, what is this? And then, like, why we had to find out she's bi at the end of the book? We couldn't find that out.
I also feel like she needs to get herself together, too, though.
Yeah.
Because she kind of made me mad. I'm like, come on now. You're not going to be acting like this.
Yeah.
You're not going to be acting stupid. And like,
she was all over the place.
I feel what you doing? We should have known she was bisexual from the beginning of the book, because I feel like that right there was like a monkey. It throwed a monkey wrench in the whole book, because it was like, girl, what? Yeah. You know?
And she was just a very, I felt like at times she was a very wishy-washy woman, because it's like, okay, you want these things. You're telling this man, I want these things for my next relationship. And he's like, cool, I'm going to give you all these things. And you're like, well, I don't know. Because it's like, you made this man have a threesome with you, and then you're going to say after the fact, I wasn't really into it. Girl, what are you talking about? She was a very wishy-washy woman. I was like, you need to get yourself together. Because I felt like he was ready for a relationship and she wasn't. Because then she was like, well, I'm not going to tell him how I feel about him, because I know he's still mourning the loss of his wife. You are wrong.
Like, I feel like at parts I understood that, because she could have been thinking, like, is he completely over her? Like, is he ready to take that next step? But being an adult, she should have said something to him.
Wait, communicate.
Communicate. Fun.
Because if you hear him on the phone saying, hey, I don't want to go to this basketball game with you, my dude, because I want to spend my birthday with my girl, and you automatically get inside your head like, oh, maybe because he missed his wife. Girl, you heard him say he wanted to hang out with you. He ain't say nothing about his dead wife.
He ain't said nothing.
That was her being real to Lulu stupid.
she got in her head so quick. I was like, girl, what is you doing? Like, oh, she
communicate. Ask him, communicate, baby. What is you doing?
You gotta talk. Like, that's all that man wanted you to do was talk to him, and you like, oh, is he mad at me? I don't know.
Yeah, she really was tap dancing on a couple nerves for me. I was like,
she was so goddamn. She was in her head too much, in my opinion. She was in her head too much, and she was just very much wishy washy. And that threesome scene, I did not dig. I was like, this was definitely unnecessary. We ain't need this here, because he ain't want it. And then kind of found out she ain't really want it. I was like, well, damn, girl, was you testing him? I don't know. I was so mad at that scene. I was like, this book was a vibe up until the last.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, I know, because it's like, it's like you were doing good. Like, and I get the whole thing thrown in there that he was still kind of like mourning his wife a little bit or whatever. And I got her questioning him, like, do you miss your wife? Are you missing your wife?
He always miss his wife, but that didn't mean that he's not ready to move on. That's why you should have had a conversation with him. Like,
that's all I wanted her to do, have a conversation with the man. She did not talk to the man. She was just way into her head. So I thought it was a cute book. But I ended up giving it a 3, because I was like, once she got towards that end, I was like, yeah, okay, you're doing too much. I just want this hurry up and be over.
Yeah.
That was me. You guys let me know, but that was me, because I was
It was okay for me. I felt like sometimes the sex scenes just dragged a lot, and it took away from the couple for me. Like, it was just, I just feel like it was a book just with random sex scenes in it from time to time. But overall, it was an okay read for me. Yeah. But I do agree with the part where it's like, why did this threesome even happen?
I'm telling you, I just didn't understand either. My thing was, she said, because that's what I want. And he said, okay, you want it, you got it. Then the girl get there and it's like awkward.
It's very awkward because he was going to talk to this girl before he was going to talk to her.
Immediately,
and like,
that would have been, you know what? No. Immediately.
And then she got in, remember, she got into her head with that. She was getting a little jealous. And I was like, girl, well, he's already 9 months in with you.
Yeah.
I was just like,
really? She was the problem in this book, honestly. She was the problem.
She was the problem.
She was absolutely the problem.
And I feel like we're getting that a lot in romances. We're getting these very, these men, you're writing the perfect man, right? Which a lot of people say we want. You're writing the perfect man. But then they get mad because we say we didn't like the female in the story. And they're like, it's like y'all writing these terrible ass women sometimes. And not to say that she was terrible. She was just very fucking wishy-washy. And I ain't like that shit.
Yeah.
So it kind of sort of, it made her unlikable character. Because it was
and you know what? For me, I'm always like, I can take unhappy endings and I can take like somebody being a villain or blah, blah, blah.
Yes.
But good Lord, don't make her get the happy ending. She didn't piss me off the whole book.
That's all.
She didn't piss me off the whole book.
Okay.
And now you want me to be happy because she happy?
That's all we're saying. Thank you for saying that. That's all we are saying. You done pissed us off 90% of the book and now you want me to like this lady? I don't like her. She's unlikable. You done wrote this perfect ass man. You done wrote this romantic ass man. We swooning over this motherfucker. But this girl we don't like and now you mad because we mad. Like, girl, what?
And it's okay to write a man who wants to just please a woman and to just make her happy and just, you know, cater to her.
Yes.
At the end of the day, if that man know that he didn't want a threesome, then he should have speak up and say something. Because that made him look like a simp to me. I was like, really? Like, you really want to cater to her and love her that much to the detriment of yourself?
I was thinking the same thing, too. I was like, so she said it to really test him.
Mm.
And then he said yes.
Mm.
And really, I feel like once the girl got there, it was kind of like they was kind of waiting on each other to be like, okay, never mind, we changed our mind. And it was kind of like, so now they both like, okay, I guess we might as well just do it. And it was like,
it was such an awkward scene. From the start, it was awkward. As soon as the girl walked in the door, it was awkward. And when the scene started, I was like, this is not going to turn out good. Cause he already had an attitude, and I was like, "Yeah, this is not.
I want to be there.
This is not going to turn out good." And it didn't. And then it was not a good scene. It was just unnecessary. It did not have to be there. Like, you could have ended that with them having a conversation about her walking around with an attitude because he was like, "What's going on with you?
Mm-hmm.
Not talking to me. Like, if you got a problem with, you know, you could have ended with them having a conversation." Breaking it off with them, you know, doing what they, right. It ended up with them being together. And we.
Yes. A little something else, yeah. Agreed.
That's all, baby. Do something else. That was not it. That was not it. I was just like, okay. So, yeah, it made it an okay read. It was just like, all right, well, you know. Yeah.
Yeah, I feel you on that. I feel you on that one.
Because I was like, this is not what I thought it was going to be. I was like, I don't want to be here no more. I was real uncomfortable reading that scene. I was real uncomfortable. I was like,
I really was expecting it to go a different direction. I wasn't expecting that direction.
Even if she put it in there, it could have been where, you know what, he finally spoke up. Because I was like, sir, where are your balls?
I'm not going to lie. I was thinking that too. I hate when I'm reading the book and I be thinking like.
I was like, sir, where are your balls? Like, you don't want to be.
Did they drop?
Yeah, they did not drop that day, girl.
Balls.
You over here laying this lady pipe, okay? And you ain't got the balls to tell her, no, I'm not into that. I don't want to do that. Or even if you are into it, but like I said, he was very much of the type that was like, I don't want to share her with nobody. You know what I'm saying? And I'm like that girl before she left. Tell her to get her shit together and don't y'all do this shit no more because somebody going to think y'all playing fucking games and they ain't going to.
That was probably the best part. Of that girl being in the whole situation.
Yeah, she told them about themselves. She was like, nah, you all need to stop doing this because it was obvious that you wasn't into it.
Yes.
Right.
So,
yeah.
I don't know, right up. She was like,
best part.
Yeah, she was like, the next person ain't going to be as nice as I am. They're going to fuck y'all up. Y'all playing
games. Basically.
I was like, okay. That was a good thing to put in there, but the whole scene could have been scrapped, in my opinion. But yeah, it could have been scrapped. But outside of that, it was an okay cute
selection. Outside of that, great selection. And thank
yes,
you.
Thank you. Now, that was it. It was a cute read.
Cute
read. You know how we do on Brazenly Shady, and we glad you agreed with us. Because, girl, we was like, me and Tamer was like, girl, this book.
I was like, damn, we finna get Dale for giving us this book, but you know, I like to talk.
We're gonna have to DM her and tell her, like, girl, what is this?
Listen, you coulda, and I would have laughed, but I would've been like, it's okay, y'all.
We didn't want to be making you uncomfortable on your first trip to freaking. I'm gonna have to find a name, but anyway.
So I'm so glad you on the same page with us, because we was like, ooh.
Yes, I am. Listen, I felt it, but I'm glad that we have to talk about it, you know, because this is what I mean when I be like, I want to know what other people thought. Because when I initially downloaded the book, Facebook, somebody was like, oh my gosh, this is such a great read. It had just dropped and everything, and I was like, okay, I'm gonna go ahead and screenshot it, and then I downloaded it. So yeah, that's where I got it from.
Well, I'm glad we had the conversation because that's what we do here. So we're glad we had you along and we had this conversation. I mean, even if you totally loved the book, it would have been fine because that's what this space is for. You know what I'm saying? We want to have people with varying opinions. You know what I'm saying?
Real.
So we're glad you was on the same page.
Yeah.
We're glad. Well, we thank you so much. But before you leave, please tell the folks where they can find you, all your platforms.
Yes.
Okay. Y'all can find me at O'Neal Reads on Instagram and on TikTok.
All right.
So you ain't got no Twitter?
I don't do Twitter. I have Twitter, but I don't even use my Twitter. But listen, I'm not going to say my Facebook name, but people have seen me on Facebook. So if you think you've seen me on Facebook, that's me.
Okay.
I just don't be telling everybody.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, shit.
And somebody absolutely asked me, like, I think I think you did.
Okay.
Oh. So, yes.
Well, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to come chop it up with over here at Brazenly Shady. We appreciate you 250%. And we are definitely going to have you back for one of our episodes when we're just reviewing a book.
Yeah, and then just also have, like, another conversation because you were preaching today.
Girl, you was
preaching today.
We went across today, and we got to have you back. But, again, thank you so much for agreeing to speak with us today.
Yeah.
And we will definitely be reaching out to you in the future, the near future, to come back and talk some shit with us.
Okay, well, thank you for having me because I had fun. It was so enjoyable. And I probably laughed so much that my cheeks are...
Yes, girl.
That's what we like to do over here, okay?
Yes.
You're over here talking shit from time to time, so you're welcome back anytime. Just message me and be like, girl, I want to come on. I'll be like, okay, let's do it.
Yeah. Come on, anytime. Listen, message. Let us know. Listen, there's a will. There's always a goddamn way.
Ain't that it?
We don't make a goddamn way. We don't make a way. Yeah.
I love it.
Okay, guys. Well, that's enough for the blogger today. So peace out and check y'all later.
Bye.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Hey guys, if you're here, we thank you so very much. Make sure you're tuning in for bi-weekly episodes. You can also catch our previous shows via your favorite podcast and music platforms everywhere. Be sure you're following us via social media at Brazenly Shady. And until the next battle of shenanigans, later days. Bye.